This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said in 2014, the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units in the entire country, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India, and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally. He said the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said in renewable energy, India has become the 4th largest producer globally, with the capacity increasing by 400% in just a decade. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the second phase of the 26 assembly constituencies spread across 6 districts concluded peacefully this evening. An overall voter turnout of 54.30% was recorded till 7 p.m. The prominent candidates in the fray, whose political fate will be determined in today's election, include Vice President of National Conference and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Ravinder Raina of Bharatiya Janata Party, and Altaf Bukhari from Apni Party. A total of 3,502 polling stations had been set up to ensure smooth polling in the phase today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra tomorrow. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. The Prime Minister will also flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. Campaigning has also picked up for Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. On the other hand, Indian National Lok Dal organized a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Julana in Jind district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhary Devi Lal. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Supremo Sukhbir Badal also addressed the rally along with INLD leaders. Addressing the public meeting, Ms. Mayawati said Chaudhary Devi Lal worked for development of the state and the country. A special court has ordered a Lokayukt police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysuru Urban Development Authority Muda site allotment case in Bengaluru today. The judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt has ordered Lokayukt police in Mysuru to conduct the probe and submit the report by December 24th. The special court judgment comes a day after Karnataka High Court upheld the sanction granted by the governor Thavarchand Gehlot to conduct an investigation against Siddaramaiah on the allegations of illegalities in the allotment of 14 sites to his wife B.M. Parvati by Muda. The total food grain production in the country during 2023-24 is estimated at record over 3,322 lakh metric tons, which is higher by more than 26 lakh metric tons as compared to 2022-23. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released the final estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2023-24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.